Buddha's teaching around loving kindness had become kind of too narrowly defined. That it's become like it's just a meditation process, and it's a thing to just make me like feel like I'm loving, as opposed to actually being loving, right?
Yeah.
Like my heart is wide open. Like, get out of my way. You know. And so thus living kindness, are you really living this? You know, it's not just a feeling. Loving kindness, the Buddha didn't teach loving kindness as, oh, I want you to all feel loving. It was about action. And a lot of what I get in there, I pulled out a few kind of key suttas, the early teachings, where the Buddha talks more about non-hatred than about, you know, positive love. Mm-hmm. And so one of the points I like to make to people is, you know, if you can just not hate anything, that's really good. and it kind of throws it back on people for them to realize, oh, right. Like, even when I think I've got all this loving kindness going, there's still this like category of things and people and, you know, mm-hmm. politics or whatever that I'm like, I've got all these resentments, but I'm loving, so I'm okay, you know? And it's like, no, like turn towards the negative stuff. If you can let go of the negative stuff, the positive stuff will take care of itself. I think it is very relevant for addicts because addiction has this tremendously aversive and negative energy to it, you know? Even though there's sort of this idea like, oh, I'm trying to get high. So much of it is like, I just don't want to feel, you know?
Right.
And when you look at the AA Big Book, they say, you know, resentments are the number one enemy. So clearly, and writing an inventory, it's all about like dealing with that side of us that gets triggered into hatred and aversion and anger. And that just letting go of that is really freeing. And yeah, I think that rather than, oh, I'm going to generate all this love, if I let go of my hate, I'm going to find that I'm actually very happy and peaceful and probably loving as well, just natural. Because, you know, I think you referred to it at the very beginning about basic goodness.
Right.
We don't have to create that.
Right. It's there.
We don't really have to create love in ourselves. You know, you see it. I mean, we feel it ourselves when we just, we stop feeling angry. There's a warmth and a natural caring that arises.
Welcome to the 2021 Radical Recovery Summit, presented by the Killaby Center for Recovery. This is Lynn Fraser, your moderator. This year, our theme is Feel It, Heal It. A new paradigm of recovery, featuring a diverse group of thought leaders and innovators, people who are working on the ground in the new field of addiction recovery. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to sign up and watch free.